Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now exactly 18 minutes past the hour of 9. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online, we have is Marana Zair Ahmed Raghi. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we take this opportunity of greeting all our listeners on Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marana, how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, Marana, and hearing your voice, even better, alhamdulillah.
Marana, in our last lesson, we were discussing Surah Al-Kahf. We were discussing ayat number 69 and ayat number 70. Ayat number 69 is, قَالَ سَتَجِلُونِ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ الصَّابِرَ وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied to Khidr that, inshallah, if Allah wills, you shall find me to be patient and I shall not disobey any command that you give. And thereafter, we see that Khidr gave the reply, قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعَتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. That he said that if you must follow me, then do not ask me about anything until I make mention of it myself. You must wait for an explanation from myself, and I won't even give you the full explanation. I might just make a small mention of it, but you are not to ask me anything. That's where we stopped last time, and we mentioned that a student must have three qualities. We say that the student must completely trust the teacher. The teacher may place certain restrictions on the student, which the student is not comfortable with. And we said that the student should always continuously seek Allah's help. That's where we stopped in our last lesson, Marana.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue with ayah number 71 of Surah Al-Kahf. After Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam had their discussion and they placed before each other the conditions of following Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْطَلَقَ. They set off. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبَ فِي السَّفِينَةِ خَرَقَهَا قَالَ أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدَ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. They set off and they traveled together until they both boarded a boat. The young lad is no longer there. Now it's only Musa and Khidr. In other words, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's assistant, Yusha alayhi salam, is no more there. It's only Musa and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam that are now and that have now boarded the ship or the boat. Musa is now the student and they got onto the ship and Khidr tore the boards of the ship apart and cracked them open. That's what Allah says in the ayah. Hatta idha rakiba, until the two of them, Musa and Khidr, boarded the ship, fi safina, kharaqaha. Khidr tore the boards of the ship apart and cracked them open. So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observes this and sees this, he says to Khidr, qala akharaqtaha litughriqa ahlaha laqad ji'ta shay'an imra. Musa said, you tear open to drown its people. Most certainly you have done something very grave. Now, if we recall, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was spoken to by Khidr, and Khidr said to him that, okay, if you want to follow me, you're not going to ask me any questions. And immediately as they get onto the ship, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam does something, and Musa questions him and says, have you done this to drown its people? You have done something grave. On this, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam responds, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Very calmly and very collectively and in a calm way, Khidr says to him, now, just let your imagination run a little bit. Here are the people on the ship. And as they get onto the ship, Khidr starts breaking up and tears apart the planks of the ship. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam cannot accept this because he is not aware of the wisdom of the actions of Khidr. And being the Prophet of Allah, sees something that is not right. You get onto the ship, someone gives you a free ride, and the minute you get onto the ship, you start breaking the ship apart. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, see, now there's a bit of chaos now. And in this chaos, whilst Musa questions Khidr, Khidr very calmly tells him, Alam aqul innaka lan tastati' ma'iya sabra. Very calmly Khidr says, in the midst of this chaos and in the midst of a drowning ship, didn't I say that you will not be able to be patient? Didn't I say that make sabr, that you won't be able to be patient with me? Qala la tu'akhidhni bima nasitu wa la turhiqni min amri usra. Now Musa is able to hold himself back, and he realizes that he was not supposed to ask any questions. So immediately he says to Khidr, don't hold me accountable by what I forgot, and don't get me in trouble. Ironically, if you remember in the first instance when Musa was the teacher and Yusha was the student, his intern, meaning Yusha, got into trouble because he had forgotten the fish, and Musa was upset. Now here, in this case, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is in the exact same position. Now he forgets that he was not supposed to ask any questions. However, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says to Khidr that don't hold me back and don't hold me accountable because I forgot, I was not supposed to ask these questions, but I forgot, so don't hold me accountable. However, Allah then says, فَانْطَلَقَ. Khidr did not say anything. They just carried on moving. حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَ. They move forward until they reach a young boy. Now they're not in the ship anymore. So they reach a place and they reach a young boy. And when they meet this young boy, the Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam kills this young boy. Now this was an act that was even worse than breaking the ship. Subhanallah. So they move forward, hatta idha laqiya ghulaman, until they reach a young boy. Faqatala. And Khidr kills this young boy. Now Musa, a Nabi of Allah, sees an innocent young boy being killed for no apparent reason. Obviously, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam cannot accept this. So immediately Musa says, Qala, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. Musa says, you kill a innocent person, a child, without having killed anyone. You have done something unheard of. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا. You have done something totally unheard of. So now you see, Khidr comes back and tells to Musa, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Did I not tell you? The language is a bit harsher now than the first time. Did I not tell you that I had no doubt that you can't have patience with me? You will not be able to be patient with me. Now Musa alayhi salatu wassalam realizes that he slipped up again. He was not going to ask questions now when he sees a young innocent boy killed by Khidr for no apparent reason, and he can't accept that, and he says, why have you killed this young boy? He hasn't done anything wrong. And immediately Khidr, instead of giving the reasons for killing the boy, Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam says, but I told you, there was no doubt that you won't be patient with me. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam realizes, and Musa says to Khidr, قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. Okay, Musa says, okay, if I ask you anything after this, then don't accompany me, and you have every reason and every full excuse that you have fulfilled your part, and the fault is mine, and I was not being able to be patient. So what we are learning is that sometimes the relationship between a student and a teacher goes sour. When the student is sometimes not able to fulfill the expectations of the teacher. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam here recognizes that he has already crossed the line twice. فَانْطَلَقَ. Anyhow, they move on. Allah says they move on. فَانْطَلَقَ. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَهُ قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَاتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Anyhow, after they kill this boy and they carry on moving, and Khidr says to Musa, I told you, you will not be able to be patient with me. They move on. So they move forward, says Allah in the Quran, until they come to some town. Now it doesn't matter which town it is. And when they come to this town, and now remember they were on this journey, they had these experiences of breaking the ship, they had the experience of killing a boy, and they are tired, they are hungry, and they ask the people of the town to feed them. But the people of this town are a very stingy people, and they refuse to be hospitable to them. They refuse to give any food to Musa and Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. They would just not feed them. They wouldn't even give them the time of day, and they weren't nice at all. Hatta idha ataya ahla qaryatin istat'ama ahlaha fa abaw an yudayifuhuma. They refused to give them any food. Now, here is an amazing thing that happens. While they are here in this town, and whilst they had asked for food, and whilst the people of this town did not offer them any hospitable, and did not offer them any food, in this town they find a wall that wants to fall over. And this wall is about to fall. So Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam goes and set it straight on his own. The wall is about to fall, Khidr goes and makes the wall right so that it's prevented from falling down. Now when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sees this and he's hungry, the people of the town did not feed them, they don't even have money to buy food. Musa said to Khidr, and he slips again. He says to Khidr, you know, you could have at least gotten paid for what you did. What you did now by repairing the wall, you could have at least take a fee for this. You could have taken a wage for it. And that money would have helped us to buy food. Now Musa alayhi salatu wassalam isn't helping to build the wall, because he isn't going to take a single step until he is told, because he doesn't want to get into trouble. If you recall, Khidr said, you just have to observe what I'm doing. You're not going to be asking me any questions. Now when he sees Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam repairing the wall, he just observes. And whilst observing, he says to Khidr, you know, at least we could have taken some money for the work that you are doing. At this time, Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam turns back to Musa and he says, هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. Ironically, they met at Majma' al-Bahrain, if we recall, at the place where the two seas part. And the conclusion of their journey is at the firaq. هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي. The imagery of the language, they meet where two oceans meet and part where they part. Now, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam realized now that I was not supposed to say anything. However, Khidr says, well, this is our parting place. I will now tell you the interpretations and lift the curtain from what you could not be patient with. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was with his intern Yusha. They crossed the line and had to retrace all the steps, and the story tells us everything. Now Khidr is going to retrace the stories. Khidr says, سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. Now Khidr is going to retrace the stories, qasas, each one of them literally fulfilling them for the second time, going back step by step. Let's go to the ayah. فَانْطَلَقَ حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَ. When they moved ahead until they met a boy he killed, Musa said, did you kill an innocent person in relation of nobody? You have done something very bad. The age of the boy is said to be between 8 to 10 years of age. And the boy, Khidr Ali, Musa said, Zakiya, means a pure, innocent boy. It could also mean an intelligent boy. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا usually would mean you have come with something. In this context, it is defined as you have committed something nukra, something unheard of. No individual in any society would say that this is something good. It is not recognized by any society as a good deed. And therefore Khidr said, Alam aqul laka innaka lan tastati'a ma'iya sabra, did I not tell you that you can't, or you will not be able to be patient with me? An extra word is added here. Alam aqul laka, did I not tell to you, to emphasize that Khidr is getting angry. In the first place he just said, Alam aqul innaka lan tastati'a ma'iya sabra. Yeah, in the second time there is a word laka added, and that's the difference between the first incident and the second. Where here he said, did I not tell you? That means the anger of Khidr is being expressed. قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ أَن شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا. And Musa said to him, if I ask you about something after this, don't allow me to be in your company. You have now reached a point where you have a valid excuse from me that I should not be with you. And then it talks about where they went into the town, they moved on until they came to the people of a town, and they asked its people for food, and they refused to host them. There they found there was a wall tending to fall. So Khidr sets it right, and Musa said, had you wished, you could have charged a fee. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in relating this incident, does not say they reached a town, but rather that they reached the citizens of a town. In other words, before they reached the town, they met some of the people. And they asked for food, and the citizens did not want to feed them. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is extremely smart. Now, he did not say, how come you did not ask for compensation? He doesn't ask a question that, why didn't you take a compensation? Why didn't you take a wage? Because he knows he's not supposed to ask any questions. He did not make a question because previously he stated that should I ask you any further questions, you have the right. So he just gives a suggestion, subhanAllah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam just gave a suggestion. At least you should have taken a salary for this. And Khidr said, هذا فراق بيني وبينك. Here is the point of parting ways between you and me. I shall now explain to you the reality of things about which you could not remain patient. The use of the word hada firaqu bayni wa baynik first implies that Khidr is leaving and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam can remain there if he wants to. Subhanallah, this is again very beautiful. That Khidr did not say to Musa that go away. Generally, when we become angry with our students, or when we become angry with someone that is with us, we tell them, go away. I don't want you to be with me. But in this case, subhanAllah, look at the etiquette of a prophet. He did not say to Musa, leave, go away. But he rather said, هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. Khidr, this implies that Khidr said, I am leaving you. You can remain here if you want to. If he said, you first, that means go away from here, that would have implied that Musa is to leave and Khidr will remain. But here, Khidr says, I'm going. You may remain here if you want to. Now let's go into some of the deeper commentaries of the incident through the Quran Kareem. It was said in the verse 71, أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا. Did you break it that you drown its people? About this, it appears in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim that Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam had dislodged a plank of the boat with an axe, because of which there was a danger that water would fill up the boat and it would capsize. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa had objected to it. But according to historical reports, water did not fill into this boat. This may have happened either because Khidr had somehow repaired it himself soon after that, as in a report carried out by Imam Baghawi, according to which Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam had replaced the plank with glass, or water just did not enter the boat in the manner of a miracle. However, the context of the Quran by itself is telling us that the boat did not capsize. Water did not come into the boat, something which supports these reports. Let's move to the sentence, Hatta إِذَا لَقِيَ غُلَامًا, the second instance. Until when they met a boy. The word غُلَام in the text is used for a minor boy. In the Arabic usage, this boy killed by Khidr was a minor. He was a young boy, 7 to 8 years old. As corroborated by a hadith of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and most commentators. Further on, the word that was used for the boy to describe the boy, nafsan zakiyya, an innocent person, were used for him. This too supports the view that he was a minor. The reason is that zakiyya means someone that is free of sin. And it can be either the attribute of a prophet or a minor child who faces no accountability for what is done by him, and no sin has been written in his book of deeds. And the second or the third incident where it is mentioned about the people of a town, Ahla Qarya, the people of a town, which say that Musa and Khidr passed through and whose inhabitants refused to hold them, was Antakya. As is reported in the hadith of Sayyidina Abbas, and Antakya, as in the report of Ibn Sirin, it has also been reported from Sayyidina Abu Huraira that it was some habitation of Al-Andalus in Spain. Allah knows best. However, the town itself is not important. So now let's go to the answers that Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam had given to Musa, the reasons why he did so. Khidr says to Musa, after telling him that, well, this is our parting place, I'm going, you may stay here if you need to. However, let me give you some explanations of why I did which you were not patient with. أَمَّا السَّفِينَةَ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذَ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. As for the boat, it belonged to some poor people who worked at the sea. So I wanted to make it defective. I wanted to create a fault in this boat. As there was a king across them who used to take every boat of people by force. So as for the ship, it was for poor people that were working in the ocean. And I wanted to cause a flaw in it. And right behind them was a king. And this king, he used to confiscate every ship forcefully. A'ibaha, a flaw. In other words, the naval ships belonging to the king were right behind them. Wara'ahum, right behind them, not in the view of them. Who used to snatch and hold onto something that does not belong to you. So, ya'khudha kulla safina ghazaba. Ghazab means to snatch something, to hold onto something that does not belong to you. Confiscating it in this context, commandeering that every boat will be taken away. The king wants to build his navy. And in order to build his navy, he is confiscating any ship that comes their way. However, if they find that the ship is not damaged, or if the ship is damaged, then they will not take it. And therefore, I damage the ship, so that the king would not take the ship, so that the people that are giving us this free ride may still be able to maintain and keep their own ship. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنَ فَخَشِينَ أَنْ يُرْحِكَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. As for this young boy who I killed, his parents were believers. We apprehended that he would impose rebellion and incredulity upon them. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam referred to this boy as intelligent. However, intelligence can lead to good or bad. If a person is intelligent, sometimes your intelligence can also lead you to make bad decisions. Sometimes you feel you know too much and you take certain decisions that is not good for you. So he will be so compelling and so powerful, this young boy, in his personality, that he won't be a disbeliever by himself. However, he will force his parents into disbelief. He will have a negative impact on his parents. He will force on them his rebellion and his disbelief. And therefore, فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحمة. We therefore wished that their Lord would replace him with someone better than him in piety and more akin to affection. We should notice here that previously Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam used the phrase I intended, whereas here he says we intended. فَأَرَضْنَا, we intended. And also he says وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمَةً rather than رَحْمَةً. Rahma is mercy, and it's used here because it refers to family ties and mercy. Rahma refers to family ties and mercy. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُ عَنْ عَمْرِ ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure for them, and their father was a pious man. So your Lord willed, saying to Musa, that they reach their maturity and dig out their treasure. If the wall would have fallen, the people of the town, knowing the characteristic of this town, that they did not even offer hospitality to us, they would have usurped the treasure. So as a mercy from your Lord, I straightened the wall to maintain the wall so the treasure may not be exposed. And I did not do it on my own accord. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ أَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ. I did not do it on my own accord. ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. This is the reality of things about which you could not remain patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming to the aid of the children who had a righteous father. When a person dies, they are unable to care for their children anymore. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates them. This is part of the blessings given to the children in this world as a result of having a righteous father. كَنْزَلْ لَهُمَا, which has been mentioned in this ayah, the treasures belong to them, but they cannot have it right now. The treasure now belongs to them, they have possession over the treasure now, mean كَنْزَهُمَا. They had to wait to have possession of the treasure because at a young age, they would not be able to defend themselves from the greedy town people who would have found a way to take it away from them. Previously, تَسْتَطِعْ had an extra ta, تَسْتَطِيعُ at the end. In other words, he is leaving and has no time to complete the word. The journey together is over. In this ayah, Khidr only said, these are the reasons for which تَسْتَطِعْ, you were unable or you will not be able to have your patience. Previously, it was not تَسْتَطِعْ, but it was تَسْتَطِعْ with an extra ta. But here in this case, Khidr is in a hurry, so he does not even use the complete word. He just says that, well, it's time now for me to leave. The journey together is over. Now, let's look at some of the lessons from the story and the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first stop that was made was in regards to saving a group of people from economic hardship. The breaking of the boat was an act that was made with regards to saving a group of people, the owners of the boat, from economic hardship. The second stop that was made focused on a family situation and saving a society from crime. A criminal was about to be raised within that family, and this criminal that was supposed to have been raised in this family was put away. So this was made focused on a family situation and saving a society from crime. A criminal was about to be raised within that family. And the third situation, subhanallah, is one of social welfare, taking care of those who cannot help themselves. In all of the above situations, there is better in them. Immediate harm was apparent. Breaking the boat was immediate harm. Killing the boy was immediate harm. The falling of the wall was and saving was immediate harm. Immediate harm and eventual benefit, even in a worldly sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plans are long term. And they are not only for only dunya versus akhirah. Sometimes we may not understand something bad which has happened now, that good will come out of it later. We are also learning about mannerisms. We see this in relation both of the teacher-student relationships. This teacher, Khidr, did not engage in teaching until the end of the journey. Musa alayhi salatu was salam was taught these lessons at the end of the journey. When he states he damaged the ship, he does not use the word we because damage is not a word that is befitting to use with Allah. However, at the end of the journey, he explains that all of this was from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When things happen in this world, there is an outside reality and there is also an inside reality. The outside reality may be bad, it apparently may seem bad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that the inside reality is good. Most people are not mature enough to judge things by their inside reality as a result of many people judging things in terms of outside reality. And then what happens is they end up making inappropriate statements regarding Allah. And they say, why is Allah doing this? The whole point of these lessons was to teach Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that there is an internal reality that he is not aware of. Turning the plank would appear to be a bad thing when looking at it from an outside reality. As a result, he does not associate Allah with his action and uses the word I. However, building a wall would appear to be a good thing if one looks at it from an outside reality. And he therefore uses the word we to include Allah in the completion of this action. He does not take any credit here because he states, Khidr, that it was your master that intended this for both of them. The middle incident about killing the boy has two parts to it. The first part is the killing of the child on the outside. That would appear to be extremely bad. The second part is that there is another child who is better that's coming on the way. So he begins with, we intended, as though he and Allah were united in intent for what was to happen. The good that is apparent is credited to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas he is left with the killing of the child, he does not repeat the full cause of the action because he realizes that killing is an extremely difficult thing to talk about. He uses one noun to provide some account of what he did. As for the ship, as for the boy, and as for the wall, because it is obvious that the action he took in regard to each of those things. Now, non-Muslims tend to focus on the story and use it as a means to criticize Islam. They talk about how Islam condones the killing of innocent children. Firstly, this is a prophet, and this is not the first time in the Quran in which the killing of a child has been sanctioned. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was also commanded to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. This is something that even they believe in. Prophets are given extremely difficult challenges that ordinary human beings are not given. No religious interpretation has ever suggested that we must fulfill the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and to sacrifice our children. These people only take revelation as a joke. Non-Muslims only take revelation as a joke. One should not feel the need to respond to such accusations. Sometimes certain people would criticize certain acts of Islam. And we learn here that it is not necessary to respond to such accusations, because if you do feel the need to respond and justify it to them, then just remember what Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this very surah. Do not worry about them. Concern yourself with what we have revealed to you. Nobody is going to change these words. No one is going to change these words to meet the expectations of certain disbelievers. They are people who we do not need to pay attention to. Maulana, I think we can conclude here and we'll continue next week, inshallah.
Si, Maulana, inshallah we'll continue from here because we're starting a new topic, it is, Maulana. So, inshallah we'll start.
That's what we thought, Ma, but there are certain sections that we haven't completed. So we'll complete that and then we'll see when we start the new section.
Inshallah. Ma, jazakallah for you. Gee, that's perfect.
Although normally in Ramadan we're not here.
Gee.
But I think this year in Ramadan, maybe the first week, the first Wednesday, we may carry on and complete this section of the story.
Gee.
That's okay.
That's perfect. Ma, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. Inshallah, we hope to speak to one another next week, Wednesday.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings to the end of today's program. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Baham, and my engineer, Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.